Angela Mosqueda is a marketing professional who has lived in Park City for 9 years. She's also the co-founder of the group Future Park City. The group is meeting Wednesday night from 6 to 8 in the city park at the gazebo on the south end.
There's a lot of community concern, fear even, over what is perceived as Vail's potential to impact existing businesses and perhaps altering the brand identity of our community. So we kind of just wanted to figure out who is responsible for this current panic in town, and then more importantly, maybe how we go about fixing it.
Mosqueda said that panic could be the result of delayed action by city council, silence on the part of the Chamber of Commerce, and reticence by Vail to speak publicly.
We're kind of wondering why town council didn't move for input on this prior to the very last day when opposition or extension can be filed for, you know, the chamber. Why haven't they maybe offered valuable business resources so that the many worried and potentially affected smaller members can kind of better understand what the biggest member is up to? Why doesn't Vail address the elephants in the room and take maybe a more proactive approach to community relations?
Mosqueda acknowledged that Vail has communicated through written statements.
Vail's VP of Community Affairs did put out an official statement clarifying the limited scope of their trademark application. But that was only after harsh criticism of them appeared online. And then actually KPCW, I think, reported yesterday, there's a new statement from Vail claiming that they've offered to work with existing businesses with Park City in their name and to also work out a memorandum of understanding and address confusion with Park City Municipal. But we still want to know exactly what that means.
And that's not the only question she has.
I think the big question with Vail is what did ski and snowboarding facility and services entail? What other trademarks does Vail own? What are they planning on enforcing and how? Because this is another big thing about trademark law. You can be granted a trademark, but your trademark is only worth the degree to which you're willing to enforce it. So Vail has money to enforce its trademark. And I think that's the other thing, you know, that again, is kind of scary, especially for some of the smaller mom-and-pop businesses in town.
Mosqueda says those fears can be allayed with clear communication and information.
I think there's a perception that Vail, this big company, came into town and making some decisions that aren't really considerate of the community. But I also think there are things that the community is maybe losing sight of in our fear of not knowing what they're doing.
Mosqueda says she has not reached out to Vail. Tomorrow's meeting in the city park is a follow-up to a meeting Future Park City held last week. According to the group's Facebook page, they want to take what has been a, quote, polarizing and emotional dialogue and replace it with a foundation of facts and knowledge and help people decide what action, if any, to take.
We just want to get everybody around the same table so that confusion truly is addressed and unnecessary fears are allayed. And if anyone concludes at the end of this peaceful and nonpartisan discussion tomorrow that there remains valid reason for them to oppose Vail's application, we want to help them ensure their own filings be based on legal precedent and within the provisions of trademark law so that the federal government considers them legitimate.
And she hopes to be a voice for those who may have business relationships with Vail who are worried about making their concerns known.
We know that there are some people who on Thursday continue to have very strong opinions about this trademark issue, but won't be speaking during the work session of the town council meeting just because they don't want to publicly associate themselves with any controversy. And so if we can kind of get a handle on what that collective consciousness is tomorrow and what the pulse is and be able to communicate that to town council, then we'd like to.
The issue may be complicated, but Mosqueda said the answer might not be.
Maybe to fix all of this, it's as simple as Vail holding a town forum and saying something like, hey, we hear you, Park City. Or maybe it's them agreeing to go back to using Park City Mountain in all of their marketing materials. We're not really sure what the answers are. So that's why we kind of decided that it might make sense to gather people in the name of fact-finding and some positive discussion so that everything could just be put out on the table.
That's Angela Mosqueda, the co-founder of the group Future Park City. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.